Hello. Time for another 10-minute tech talk. And this tech talk is continuing our series on tech terminology. So important that to introduce yourself to a new area, a new industry, is to learn the vocabulary. This particular series, we're going to talk about graphic design. As you know, the internet is all about visuals. And every time I look at it, every time I turn around, they're taking it to a new level, a different level. And like anything else, it slowly but surely has developed into its own discipline, its own profession. And there's a lot of people making a lot of good money in this area. But like everything else, in order to make the big money, you've got to be at the top of the game. And the name of the game with technology is staying ahead of the curve. There's always something new coming out. So I want to share with you some terminology to kick this whole thing off. And this is one time I can say, graphic design is not an area that I've specialized in. But I definitely respect that there is a lot more to it than maybe a drag and drop here and there that you might use when you use some of the online social media tools. And as we get into the vocabulary, you'll see that. So if this is in fact an area that you're interested in, you're a creative person, you're a visual person, you like curating content. And we talked about curating content on a previous tech terminology episode. Then you want to get formal training eventually. It's nice to have good instincts and a good eye. But again, to take it to the next level, getting more formal education. There's great resources for online learning if you're not ready to throw down the big bucks in order to get a degree in graphic design. So immerse yourself. Find every possible source. Soak it up. Drink it up. Okay? Well, now let's start with the basics. In graphic design, some of the terminology you'll hear. Number one, color value. The way to define colors. In the graphic world, this is what differentiates graphical design when we talk about technology and online design and art. This differentiates it from just your traditional art. In the technical world, color is coded by what's known as hexadecimal. So every color has a hexadecimal color code. That's a combination of a 6-digit number. The color name, for example, black, it may be RGB code 0,0,0. This is terminology, once again, that from a graphical design perspective, you'll learn all about hexadecimal color codes. Number two, color theory. That's the characteristics of colors and the relationships between them. And yes, of course, you learn some of that in your basic art 101. But again, it also has a different connotation when you're dealing with systems and code and technology. Our next word to know, grid system. A set of columns and rows that can be used as guidelines to arrange content on a web page. So when you're looking at a screen, behind it, imagine a grid. We've all seen graph paper with all of the various boxes. And in elementary art classes, I remember we had different exercises where you would color in boxes, and when you held it up, it represented a picture. Well, that's basically what you're doing on the computer screen. You're filling in the different combinations of these little boxes on this grid that is your screen, to render an image. So you'll learn a lot about the grid system. Another term when it comes to graphical design is PPI, also called density. It's how many pixels per inch on a device display with higher PPI giving sharper images and text. So the higher your PPI, the sharper the image. So for example, 326 PPI is what you typically would see on an iPhone 6. That's the level of sharpness on an iPhone. So as you can imagine, again, when one graphical designer is talking to another, you're throwing these terms out like pixels and grids and saturation and hexadecimal color codes. Okay, I've got some more words for you. Raster. That's R-A-S-T-E-R. That is an image made of pixels so it can be styled more but loses quality when made bigger. So the image made of pixels so it can be styled more but loses quality when made bigger. And you've seen that when something starts to look blurry or what we also call pixelated, such as a photo. Here's our next word, resolution. That's how many pixels can be shown on a device's display with higher resolution, meaning more information can be shown. So higher versus lower resolution. Again, an example is 1,334 by 750 pixel is the resolution of the iPhone. Another word, retina display. This term trademarked by Apple for an electronic device display with density so high, and that means, by I mean high, usually over 300 PPI. The electronic device displays with density so high that people cannot see the individual pixels. So it just looks so free-flowing. You don't even notice the pixels. Now, our next word is vector. And vector relates to images made up of lines calculated mathematically so it can be styled as much but doesn't lose quality when it's made bigger. So people often make their logos out of vector. Because again, the image is calculated mathematically so that it can be styled, but also so it doesn't lose quality when it's made bigger. So that's different than raster, which is usually used for photos. So vector for logos, raster for photos. So this was just a quick and dirty list on graphical design. And remember, graphical design itself is the process of visual communication and problem solving through the use of typography, photography, and illustration. The field is considered a subset of visual communication and communication design, but sometimes the term graphic design is used synonymously. Graphic designers create and combine symbols, images, and text to form visual representations of ideas and messages. So they use typography, visual arts, and page layout techniques to create those visual compositions. So common use of graphic design include corporate designs, your logo, your branding, your editorial design, such as online magazines and newsletters, and even e-books. You also have the various advertising. We see the banners. We see various web design, communication design, even product packaging and signing. So graphic design, it definitely is growing as it relates to the technology and online presence. So many businesses are just completely virtual. So getting their brand and getting their products and services out there is all online. So there's a great market for it, great opportunities to start even informally and then eventually getting more formal training. But just don't shortchange. Like I said, you can use your instinct, your eye, your natural talent, but you always want to also hone your skill, hone your craft. Become the master artist, the master graphic designer. So with that, take those nuggets. I hope that inspires you. Pursue it even deeper. And that's our 10 minutes. Thank you for listening.